Daily News via remote, I'm Laurel Clement. In U.S. presidential election news, American news organizations are projecting that former Vice President Joe Biden will be the winner in key states Michigan and Wisconsin. Biden could reach the 270 electoral college vote threshold needed to win the election if, in addition to these two states, he holds onto his leads in other states, key states. In the U.S. electoral college system, the popular vote winner in each state, with two exceptions, Maine and Nebraska, receives all of that state's electoral votes, which are allocated on the basis of population. States do not declare a winner before all votes are counted, but news organizations project winners when they conclude there are not enough uncounted votes remaining to change the outcome. Tallying of votes continued through a second night in the remaining battleground states, where huge turnout and a mountain of mail-in ballots sent by voters trying to avoid exposure to the coronavirus made the job all the harder. Both candidates still have passed to hit the magic number of 270 electoral votes, representing a majority of states, thereby winning the White House. Hong Kong police unveiled a dedicated hotline on Thursday for residents to report national security threats, sparking criticism that the measure will deepen swirling distrust in the already polarized city. China imposed a sweeping new national security law in June, after last year's huge and often violent pro-democracy protests in the financial hub. Despite assurances that the law would only target a tiny minority, its wording has outlawed a host of peaceful political views and helped to stamp out mass dissent in the financial hub. The hotline allows residents to send national security intelligence via text message, email, and the Chinese messaging app WeChat. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com.